American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Saddle up, partner. This ain't no cattle drive. We're driving at the truth and chasing that sunset painted red, white, and blue.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Okay, this was strategy. It was a speech, but it was more about strategy. I watched the president's address from the White House on Thursday. No, this was Wednesday night.
Wednesday night, right. Yep, I watched it too.
And when he stepped into the diplomatic reception room just after 9 p.m. Eastern, this was not about him pumping himself up. I know a lot of folks say, well, yeah, of course he was. He was selling himself. He was touting all of his accomplishments, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm going to tell you, yes, some of that is inevitable. But I think the real reason that he made that address, that national address, was to remind the American people that the Republican leadership in this country had delivered results for them. And to make sure that they remember, and this isn't the first time or the last time you're going to hear from President Trump touting the accomplishments of Republicans in Washington.
Right.
But he wants to make the case to the American people that the Republican Party deserves continued leadership in Washington in the midterms in 2026. And that is what is at stake. Not his legacy, not his ego. But what is at stake is retaining control over the Senate, retaining control over the House, and moving this country forward. Yeah, there's nothing more important.
What's at stake isn't just the Republicans retaining control. It's America remaining America. It's America not becoming Venezuela. It's America not becoming
Well, if the Republicans do not stay in control, right. America will not remain America.
Right, but you're not going to convince people, hey, you got to vote for Republicans because Republicans want power. Nobody's going to vote for them.
No, you've got to tell them.
You've got to convince them.
Yes.
You need to vote for Republicans because if you don't vote for Republicans, Democrats will get power and they will destroy the country. They will do all the things they want to do, which means they will have boys who think they're girls who get to take showers with your daughter at school. It means that the Democrats will turn this country into a socialist nightmare. They will socialize medicine completely and you won't be able to see the doctor at all. You'll still have to pay for your health insurance, but you won't be able to use the health insurance because there's going to be rationed medicine. The Democrats will say, you don't get to drive a gasoline-powered car. We're going to drive Ford, GM, and Stellantis out of business by forcing them all to make electric vehicles. And by the way, you can't buy a Tesla either because Elon Musk has said something that hurts somebody's feelings. This is the totalitarian strand of the Democrat Party, and this is where they're going to go. And if you don't vote for common sense, if you don't vote for that, you're going to end up with uncommon nonsense.
But if you don't know how to communicate, and President Trump, being in business for so many decades, he understands. You've got to tell people what you're going to do.
Right.
Then you've got to tell them when you're doing it.
Right.
And then you've got to tell them clearly that you did it. And most politicians fail at step three. They assume the voters will remember. They assume the media will be fair, which, of course, for Donald Trump, he knows they will never be fair with him.
Right.
And I think the other part of the speech in the first place. But I think the other part of it is a lot of politicians assume that the results speak for themselves, and Trump knows better. And that's why this address from the White House mattered, because he was. And it was aimed squarely at the 2026 midterms, in my opinion.
I agree that's what he was trying to work on was the 2026 midterms. I don't know if he convinced anybody. I don't know if he changed anybody's
Those
mind.
Those charts, did you see the charts? They were very clear. Look, under Biden, real wages plummeted by 3,000. That's not the case today. Under Joe Biden, real wages collapsed. And that's not a talking point.
I get that. But look, the people who voted for Donald Trump, by and large, are still with Donald Trump. I don't think there's anything
about... Not necessarily. You've got a lot of factory workers, construction workers, miners. You got a lot of blue-collar folks, yes, that are with Donald Trump. But there are a lot of those same folks in those industries that are dyed-in-the-wool Democrats that believe that the fat cats in Washington and on Wall Street have forgotten them, and the unaffordability of everything is no concern to them, and that the Democrats are going to somehow come in. They still are buying into this myth that the Democrats are going to come in and save them. That's going to make everything better, that they really care about the little guy. And the truth of the matter is, what Trump was trying to make the case for is they don't care about the middle guy, the little guy. And even if they did care, they're not delivering the results for the little guy. But President Trump and the Republican Party in Washington is.
I agree that that's what he was trying to say. My concern is, I don't think that's what came across.
What do you think came across?
I think what came across
was... We were watching completely two different addresses.
No, we weren't. We just watch it from a different viewpoint. And I was watching from the viewpoint of who is this aimed at and what are they getting out of this? I'm watching it with an idea of what is the voter actually getting out of this? Any voter that's left Donald Trump, any voter that was never with Donald Trump. So first of all, anybody that was a Democrat that's got, so you got to say at least 48% of the country, 47% of the country, watching that thing last night, this is just Donald Trump being Donald Trump. He's speaking the way Donald Trump always speaks, which has turned off that part of the country. So they didn't get anything. If you voted for Kamala Harris, last night's speech turned you off. You had nothing to listen to from that speech. So that part of the audience is gone. So
how?
Who is he trying to reach? How
cars, because under Biden, cars were 22% higher.
That's
hotel
not what they
rates,
received.
37%
you're
higher.
You're reading the text
gas.
Of the script. You're not paying attention to the way it was delivered. And look, my
the
growing
way
up, my mom.
It was delivered. Oh, yes. Now we're going to worry about, now we're all hypersensitive about how it's delivered. What about results? What about being able to put food on the table? What about being able to put a roof over your children's head? I mean, forget the fact that the tone wasn't something that you agreed with.
You cannot in politics ever forget the tone. As soon as you do, you will lose. To tell a politician to forget their tone is ridiculous.
And reelected, and his tone.
He was elected, and then he wasn't elected, and then he was elected.
That was a fraudulent election,
lost the midterms, wasn't elected, and then was reelected. We went 4 years of Joe Biden because we didn't pay attention to the tone.
No, oh, I disagree. No, that was a fraudulent election that was stolen, by the way.
If he had
That's
better tone, different. He would have been able to outdo the fraud like he did in 2024.
He
had a different tone. Well, partially because they had such a contrast with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. But it is political malpractice to suggest you shouldn't pay attention to tone.
No,
you have to. And for folks that didn't like Donald Trump going into last night's speech, there was nothing in that for them that's going to change their mind.
There would never be anything.
Then who was that speech for?
It is for those who are, I guess, are not suffering from Trump derangement syndrome.
So from those who have been turned off and aren't feeling where they are, if you have a feeling as a voter, if you're not a voter who's like, I'm going to look at all the charts and the dates, anybody that's looking charts and data, your Ross Perot voters are still with Trump. But anybody who goes, I go to the grocery store and it still feels like I'm paying too much money at the grocery store. I'm not sure.
Eggs are down 82%.
You and I know that because we're looking at the data. I'm saying when you go to the grocery store and you still feel like you're spending more money, those are the people that Trump may have lost. And I'm not sure last night's speech won them back.
President Trump,
I don't think that approach is going to.
He's delivering results. He told Americans what was broken, what was fixed, what is getting better.
But if they're not hearing it, it's not going to sink in. And that's the problem with last night's speech. Let's get to the top three things you need to know for tomorrow. First thing you need to know for tomorrow, inflation dropped to 2.7% last month. That's according to the data released by the Bureau of Labor and Statistics. So you should love this. You love data. The Consumer Price Index showed a decrease in inflation since September of 0.3%, while economists had expected inflation to rise by 0.1%. Some of the biggest decreases came in housing, gasoline, and food. Stocks jumped on the news, showing increase in the NASDAQ and the Dow Jones indices.
Oh, inflation went down, even though President Trump's tone wasn't exactly, melodic.
Right. So it's a matter of, is that information going to sink into people? Are they going to receive it in a way?
When I got more money at the end of the month, it sinks in.
All right. Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, the Republicans were able to pass their health reform plan out of the House of Representatives this week. The Lower Health Care Premiums for All Americans Act passed on a nearly party-line vote of 216 to 211. Republican Thomas Massie once again voted with the Democrats to oppose the bill. No Democrat voted in favor. The bill increases transparency on pharmacy benefit managers, who are middlemen who may be driving up the cost of drugs. It also allows small businesses and other groups to pool together to purchase health insurance at lower costs. And it expands health insurance savings accounts. Unfortunately, it's not clear whether a Republican-backed proposal could get through a filibuster by Democrats in the Senate or not.
You know, Speaker Johnson pointed out there are a number of folks who the federal government is paying their health insurance
right.
to the big fat cat medical or health insurance companies
right.
who are either dead or have fraudulent Social Security numbers. How is that good for health care in this country?
It's not. And the third thing you need to know from our President Trump, lowered the classification on marijuana today, reducing it from a Schedule 1 narcotic to a Schedule 3 narcotic. The DEA classifies drugs as Schedule 3 when they have a moderate to low potential for psychological and physical dependence. President Trump said he was making the change to allow more medical testing with marijuana. The executive order also asked Congress to change federal law to allow CBD products to be more available to seniors. The president said medicines from marijuana are able to relieve pain experienced by cancer patients without, quote, all the side effects of some of the drugs where you just totally knock out and out of it.
Well, you know, there's a lot of folks that say, please, President Trump, they were begging him, don't do this.
But
because marijuana, they believe, and the data may suggest, is a gateway drug.
But I think this is actually going to have more impact on the polls than his speech last night. We'll be right back with more American Ground Radio. Stick around.
You're standing on American ground with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Do you ever get tired of taking a handful of vitamins every morning? You'll love Protovite Plus from Victory Nutrition International. It's a powerful packet loaded with essentials, so just tear, mix, and sip. Add it to water, smoothies, whatever you like.
Fast, tasty, and it actually absorbs.
Get 20% off with code AGR20 at vni.life/AGR.
Protovite Plus. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 to save 20%.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. And we like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling because they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
And this was one of the reasons I think President Trump obviously needs to make sure that Republicans regain or retain, I should say, control of the House
yeah.
and the Senate.
It's critical for his agenda.
Democrats right now supporting impeaching President Trump
mm-hmm.
has nearly doubled since the last time the House voted on something like this. Because I think, what, a week ago or so, Al Green of Texas.
Yeah, he introduced articles of impeachment. I think it's like the sixth time he's introduced articles of impeachment against Trump.
Yeah, absolutely. But a full 140 Democrats
voted for it.
So I'm saying that there is movement in the House. If the Democrats do get control of the House,
they will impeach President
100%.
Trump. 100%. And frankly,
100%.
They'll impeach him. It'll fail in the Senate. They'll impeach him again. It'll fail in the Senate. I think they'll impeach him three times in
okay.
2 years.
But the country is stabilizing. Wages are rising. Prices are coming down. Americans are trying to move forward, and yet the Democrats, they're still obsessed. They're still trapped in 2017. They're still relitigating their trauma, still convinced that impeachment is not a constitutional tool, but a political one.
Well, it's because at this point, at the ballot box, the number one motivating factor they have to drive Democrats to the polls is an anti-Trump agenda. There's nothing that the Democrats actually stand for that will drive Democrat voters to the polls more than Donald Trump is Hitler. That's what motivates leftist voters.
Exactly. You would have thought they tried this at least twice. Well, twice. It failed twice.
The impeachment did.
I mean,
but
Donald
Trump is Hitler worked in the midterms in 2018. And that's the replay. And they think that that's what worked in New York City and in New Jersey and in Virginia in the elections this fall. Donald Trump's Hitler. We get to and the crazy thing about this is they get to say Donald Trump is Hitler and we want to kill Republican babies in front of Republicans. And you get elected the attorney general for the state of Virginia. That's how powerful for Democrats Donald Trump is Hitler is as a motivating factor.
But see, again, and I'll have to say, Democrats don't oppose Trump because of what he does necessarily. They oppose him because of what he represents, a rejection of their moral and political authority. And that obsession has not faded.
I think some people just think he's vile. I think there's some people who absolutely hate the way he speaks, he tweets, they think he's just rude and awful. And that drives their TDS.
Yeah, well, let's go back to recession times with Obama and Biden.
We got a question for American Mamas. Dear Mamas, did you see where Marco Rubio basically endorsed J.D. Vance for president?
Well, let's ask our American Mamas.
Mama told me not to come. She said...
Joining us now are American Mamas Terry Netteville and Kimberly Burleson. So Marco Rubio was asked, Secretary of State, are you going to be running for president? And if so, are you going to run against J.D. Vance? And he said, if J.D. runs, I'm not going to run. That sounds like a full-throated endorsement to me. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I think that he will be the vice president pick. And I think they would make an amazing team.
I think they could make an
amazing
team.
They've proven themselves.
We've actually heard in the past where J.D. Vance was asked the same question, you know, would you run against Marco Rubio? And J.D. Vance said, Marco Rubio is my best friend in the administration. I don't think we're going to be running against each other.
You know, what's interesting is, I don't know if y'all saw this, but Rachel Campos Duffy did this interview with the wives of the cabinet, some of the male cabinet members.
Mm.
It was so fascinating because since she is one,
right,
she was able to ask those questions that maybe she's been asked before. And she went around the room and she asked each one, you know, what do you want people to know about your husband? And you know, I really want them to know he's actually really funny, or he's actually really passionate about this, or he's actually a great cook, or whatever.
Right.
And then a few of them said funny. And then Marco Rubio's beautiful wife, she's stunning. She's beautiful. She said, he's really actually really funny. And they all started laughing and said, Marco wins. He's actually the funniest person.
Really?
And I, you know, for everybody to collectively say mm-hmm. that, I was like, oh my gosh. So it's no wonder, because you can see the humor. Any man who can be called Little Marco by President Trump in the first,
right,
during the first term, you know, when they were debating, and then come back and be one of his greatest allies, one of his grandest advocates, still maintain a sense of humor, and still have the humility to say, if JD runs, I'm not stepping in. It says so much about him.
You know what excites me about that?
What's
that? Most of the time, these presidents, when people are running for president, you know, they pick somebody based on who they think the voters they could get votes for. But they don't really have a relationship. I love the fact that they're already working together. They've built a relationship. It works. They're calling each other best friend. The thought of two people like that running the country excites me, because I don't know if we've seen that before.
Yeah, actually, I mean, you go back through time. I guess you have Dick Cheney and George Bush. They knew each other because Cheney worked for George Bush's dad. Mm. Cheney was the head of the search committee to find a vice president for Bush, but they weren't this close.
Yeah,
Bush didn't know Quayle. Bill Clinton and Al Gore hadn't been buddies. They selected him because Al Gore is a Republican in Tennessee and he wanted to win Tennessee.
Right, yeah.
Ronald Reagan knew George H.W. Bush, but they'd been rivals. You just keep going back in time. Kennedy selected LBJ because Kennedy wanted to win Texas. They weren't buddies. They weren't pals. They weren't coworkers.
Yeah. Well, and also, J.D. Vance has, he's so real. There's an authenticity about him and Marco. Megyn Kelly was talking about the Vance has had, I think they've had numerous Christmas parties, but they had one where she and her husband were invited. And she talked about how she was watching him throughout the night. And she said he's got this thing. And Clinton, you know, was praised for having the same quality. There's such a charm. There's such a such a realness about him that when you're speaking with him, it's not just, I'm going to give you one word and move along. He would, like, answer back. He's locked in. Mm-hmm. Ask you back a question. Like, he's in that moment. But she said she and her husband were watching him throughout the night and said that it was just incredible to watch somebody so real.
And so comfortable.
So comfortable in his own skin. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and to know that, and Marco seems to be the same way. Can you imagine? It just would bring a calmness, I think, you know.
It would be interesting because I think they've both bought into Trump's MAGA movement. I think they are both very much America first.
Yeah.
I think they see that you've got to have law and order. You've got to take care of the American people. But they do have a different tone about them compared to Donald Trump. And the question is, does that take away some of the piss and vinegar from the left? If you don't actually have Donald Trump as a foil, you get Trump's policies without some of the antagonism that comes along with
trouble. The left is in trouble. And you see it by some of these former lefties that are online, and they're saying, you know, the way you're doing it is wrong. I mean, all you do is just dump on Trump.
Right.
Look who's coming behind them. You got to get off that.
Bill Maher's kind of talked about that.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, and you see Fetterman kind of talking about that, too.
Mm-hmm.
That
I wouldn't be surprised if Fetterman comes to the right side.
So, it's early, but if J.D. Vance runs, mm-hmm. Marco Rubio would be the most likely other top-tier person just based off of history.
Right.
Secretary of State running, he's not going to run.
Yeah.
Is there anybody else that mm-hmm. could really win the Republican nomination if J.D. Vance runs?
If he runs, no, I don't think so.
Mike Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
I like him.
I like Mike Johnson, too.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to run for president.
No.
And by the way, people once asked me to run for Congress. Not many, just a handful. And I said, I'm not running because Mike Johnson's running.
So, smart move, Stephen.
Yes, smart. Smart move. Best decision I made. If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nettable, Kimberly Burleson, thank you so much.
Thanks.
And coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device.
You're a brand new flag, you're
Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country, and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I want to ask you to tune in to American Ground Radio Podcast, where they dig deeper to bring you the stories that matter, the principles that built this nation, and the conversations that keep freedom alive, land of the free because of the brave. Hosted by Lewis R. Avalone and our pal Stephen Parr, American Ground Radio is not just about politics. It's about the American spirit, the grit, the determination, the unshakable belief that America is still the greatest nation on God's green earth. Other shows give you the news. Lewis and Stephen give you perspective and optimism, the power to believe again. If you love this country, this is your show. Planting seeds, growing freedom. Subscribe now on the Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen. This is American Ground Radio.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
No. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Because of you, American Ground Radio is heard in more markets than you can shake a stick at, which in California is now considered a microaggression against trees. Fire up the chainsaw, fellas!
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
You just read these stories, and sometimes you're just wondering, where did decent people go? And okay. By the way, you asked that question. There are millions of us in this country, decent, hardworking, loving Americans, compassionate Americans, willing to give someone the shirt off their back.
Okay, you were the one who asked where did decent people
but
go.
But when you read a story like this, and I'm going to tell you what the story is. This woman in Mississippi,
yeah,
a 33-year-old woman, was arrested and charged after allegedly hiding razor blades and fish hooks.
Wait, she's just 33?
Yeah.
Did you see the mugshot?
She looks a
lot older. I would have said 53 if I said it.
But nevertheless, you think someone 53 looks old? Is that the implication there?
For someone who's actually
33. You might want to back that up a little bit.
If you actually are 33 and you look 53, I would have said.
Oh, very cleverly escaped there.
It's not cleverly escaped. That's the thought process.
You're an ageist. Back to the story. So she is 33 years old.
Uh-huh, but looks 53.
And she was arrested and charged for allegedly hiding razor blades and fish hooks in loaves of bread in a Walmart store in Biloxi, Mississippi. Isn't that crazy? And she went to multiple Walmart stores and did the same thing.
Like this was her hobby or something. It's absolutely insane. It's absolutely insane.
People not have any conscience.
Now, you ask where decent, good people are.
Oh, yeah.
I will argue that this weekend, at least, there are lots of decent, hardworking American people.
Patriots.
In Phoenix, Arizona. And I think we should call a friend of ours, there in Phoenix.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think we should call our friend Matt Holloway.
Well, you got his number.
He's
dial
done,
him up.
Yeah, he's done writing on for there? Us here. That's at American Ground Radio. He writes for AZ Free. He's written for a lot of national publications, and he's currently at America Fest in Phoenix, Arizona. Matt Holloway, welcome back to the American Ground Radio show, sir.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Lewis. How you guys doing?
We are doing great. All right, so you are out at America Fest. That's there in Phoenix. This is the Turning Point USA event. This is the first one that they're putting on after the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Now, have you been to all of the America Fest in the past?
I've been coming steadily since 2021, Stephen.
Since 2021. So how is the atmosphere at America Fest this year different than in prior years?
Well, the atmosphere has changed significantly, and you can feel the differences here. Security's tight. The crowd is energized, and a lot of people are talking about a recommitment to the work that Charlie Kirk left unfinished. And that's been the through line of the entire event. As far as attendance goes, I was here when it was 20,000 strong for President Trump. It's got to be 30,000, maybe even 40,000. I've never seen a line like this to get into the general speaking area. It's looped outside of the building. Right now, I'm standing outside the building. It was the only place I could get quiet and I could get decent signal. Needless to say, I think the cell towers are a tad overwhelmed in there. But
yeah.
The crowd is electrified. It's a constant din as you walk through Media Row, as you go from exhibition hall to exhibition hall. And the narrative has been centered around the unfinished work that's yet to be done. And I'll tell you, faith has always been central at AmFest and well represented, but it's to a new level this year. You see TP, Turning Point Faith people all around. You see different organizations that are calling for United States to return to Christ. And it's an amazing atmosphere. It's surprisingly hopeful and spirits are high. You would think that we would be looking at a more somber event, but it's actually quite the opposite. You're seeing this base electrified. You're seeing people motivated to get back out there and finish the fight.
Now you've been there in previous years, and you know I'm sure there's a lot of young people there. Are you seeing more of an older crowd, or is it simply more younger people showing up?
Well, I'll tell you, in previous years at 37 through 39 now, I felt like a senior citizen walking around with how many young men and women there are who are passionate about our country and who are having earnest conversations. I stood next to a couple of gentlemen who were having a very earnest debate about the place of Judeo influence on American history versus Christian influence on American history and whether or not we're a Christian nation. And it was a spirited debate. And it was fascinating to listen to. But as far as the age spread is concerned, we're seeing a lot more from older generations as well, which is a bit of a change of pace for what has always been a more collegiate-focused organization. We're seeing a broader spectrum of Gen X, baby boomers, even some folks from the greatest generation still here. I've seen people in their 70s and 80s walking around here on walkers, and it's like, God help you, going through those escalators. But they've been coming out in droves. And again, the youth is here very, very well represented. Groups from high schools, groups from colleges, all throughout.
We're talking with Matt Holloway. He's done some writing for American Ground Radio in the past, currently writing for AZ Free News. You can go check him out there, azfreenews.com. I'm looking at the list of speakers for this. You mentioned last year you had President Trump there, but we got Vice President Vance, Erica Kirk, Tucker Carlson, Steve Bannon, Donald Trump Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, Megyn Kelly, Jesse Waters, Speaker Johnson, Greg Gutfeld, Ben Shapiro, Glenn Beck. This is a huge list of powerful speakers. Is there anyone that pops out on the list that people seem to be more excited to hear from this year than others?
Well, I think, you know, the natural headline has got to be Vice President J.D. Vance, because he's been making a lot of waves, and there's a lot of talk around a Vance 2028 presidential run. And we could be in the very, very early stages of that today. He, of course, hasn't confirmed, but, you know, a lot of people see him as the heir apparent to MAGA. And that seems to be carried through the young people that I've been speaking to, the young men and women. They want to hear what he has to say, and they want to hear his vision for the future of the MAGA movement beyond President Trump. Of course, there are a lot of people here, too, that are turning into the skid and pitching the third term of President Trump, but I don't know how much traction that's going to get in a split Congress.
Yeah. There's some constitutional obstacles that you have to get through. You say you've been talking with a lot of young people. Donald Trump gave a speech last night, and there's some indication that that is to try and convince people that Republicans need to have another term. But there's also the discussion that a lot of people are turning away from Trump, that his poll numbers are down. When you're talking with young people there at America Fest in Phoenix, what is their feeling about the upcoming midterms? What is their feeling about where they are right now as individuals and as families?
Their feeling around the next midterm is existential, because the realization is solid among this group of young men and women that the momentum that President Trump has been able to garner so far, which has been limited by an intractable Congress, what's the best way to put this? They feel that we need to look at the longer view as well. This 2026 midterm battle is absolutely existential, because if Congress is allowed to turn back toward Democrat control, all the forward momentum grinds to a halt. And so much can still be undone by a Congress that turns against the president. So this is really a make or break moment for the movement. But right. Many are also looking past it, looking further into the future.
We got about 15 seconds. Where are you headed next here? Who's the next speaker?
The next speaker, I believe Erica Kirk has already gone up. The next speaker is going to be Michael Brand, I believe, coming up here.
Matthew
Russell Brand, rather.
Russell Brand. That should be an interesting conversation. Matthew Holloway, thank you much for helping us out here on American Ground Radio, and thanks for reporting from America Fest for us.
Thank you, guys. Have a great one.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR, promo code FREEDOM100.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
If you're tired of paying through the nose for health insurance, it's time to think smarter with Altrua Health Share.
Altrua is a faith-based, community-driven approach that lets members share one another's medical needs, saving thousands of dollars every year while keeping access to over 1 million doctors nationwide. Go to altruahealth.org/AGR. Use promo code FREEDOM100 for additional savings.
That's altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
You're listening to American Ground Radio, where freedom grows, with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
I'm from Destrehan, Louisiana, suburb of New Orleans. Thank you, and you got a great show. You guys are great. I can't turn you guys I can't turn that dial. I can't turn the station off on WGSO 990 here in New Orleans. Nice talking. Bye-bye.
You're just not going to hear this anywhere else.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
All right, so Secretary of State Marco Rubio is cracking down, but not on the issues you might be thinking of.
What should the Secretary of State be cracking down on?
Well, he should be cracking down on foreign policy issues and, you know, countries that wish us ill.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Thanking countries who wish us well.
Well, Rubio's done those things.
Well, now he is cracking down on woke typefaces, fonts. So now he has told all of his diplomats,
yeah,
you may no longer use the Calibri font. You've got to return to the more traditional Times New Roman.
Okay.
Effective immediately.
Why not?
He says it's too woke, that the Calibri, I'm not making this up.
I know, but I'm trying to figure out how Calibri, it's not Comic Sans.
No, I mean, that would be pretty bad.
That'd be hilarious.
Obviously.
That'd be hilarious. We're writing to the Ayatollahs, stop your nuclear development or we're going to bomb you, smiley face.
But at the same time, he says that Calibri, we need to return to a serif font.
Okay.
You know, a serif, like what this country was built on. You know, it's a tough font.
This country was not built on serif fonts. This country was built on cursive handwriting.
Well, first of all, let me just say,
both the Declaration and the Constitution were written in cursive handwriting. They were not written in typeface. They weren't written in font. So we weren't built on Times New Roman.
Well, that you'll have to argue with the Secretary of State on that.
We were built on script. So
and
if
by
you
the way,
everything in cursive, that'd be a good back to.
And by the way, during the Biden administration, they switched from a serif font
to an auto pen.
Well, to an auto pen, but to Calibri.
Uh huh.
And do you know how much that cost taxpayers?
I have no idea.
Almost $150,000.
How does a free font that comes in every
computer system? Well, they've got to reprint stuff.
Cost the government money.
They've got to reprint stuff. So anyway, but the truth
is, that's ridiculous. It's a font.
Why are we talking about this? I don't know.
It's a free font. It's not like you have to go and buy it from.
But I do think that a serif font is a little more traditional, a Times New Roman.
It is a little more traditional.
It's a little more buttoned up, right? It's a little more classical.
It's clean.
Certainly more classical than Comic Sans.
Right.
But
you could
Calibri,
go back to World War II era and use a Courier because it looks like a typewriter. So.
I mean, Times New Roman, I mean, you know, it's clarity, it's right. Order, it's been around.
Okay. Tell you what, let's get to a bright spot. No, I think this could be a bright spot. There's a new movie coming out next year in theaters. And, you know, you don't go to a lot of movies. You don't.
Well, first of all, there aren't a lot of movies worth going to see.
Right.
These days.
Right. But I think you may want to go see this one. I think you may want to go see this one in the theaters.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Yeah, it's not
which,
in
by
theaters.
The way, which is a great holiday
was
movie.
That the last movie you saw in
in
a
the theater?
No.
I think Mission Impossible.
Which one? The first one?
No, I think the last one.
Okay.
But they're all good. They're
anyway,
all good.
This one's coming out. It's called Melania.
Ah.
Now, as the name suggests, it's about the first lady, Melania Trump. But this isn't some tell-all by deep staters or by leftists with TDS. This is basically the film version of an autobiography. It's about the transition from private citizen back to first lady for the second time, told by Melania about Melania.
So this is not some tabloid biography.
Right.
Because there currently is one, I think, on Amazon Prime or Netflix, you know, that basically highlights some of maybe Melania's, or they tried to put her in a very, I guess, untoward light.
Okay. Well, the trailer has been released for this film, and it gives us teasing glimpses. But it's clear you're going to see more about our First Lady than anything else you've seen so far. A film crew followed her around everywhere she went for the first 20 days of January of this year. So that's the 20 days leading up to Trump's second inauguration.
Oh, wow.
So it's got her designing her dress that she wore.
Yep.
It's got her designing the hat. It's got her involved in helping the president craft some of his speeches.
Measuring for the curtains in the White House.
No, not that. I mean, she's but it's got her involved in a lot of decision making. And it also shows her as a mom with Barron. And here's what I like about this. The media has done as much as they can to either downplay Melania or to dismiss her altogether. And that's a crime. You have a legitimate supermodel immigrant polyglot, a powerful and successful woman in her own right, who is also very feminine at the same time. She should be a feminist icon. You should have little girls growing up saying, I want to be like her. Look at how beautiful she looks. And she speaks six languages. And there's not many people who could put up with Donald Trump, but she is able to stand on the same platform with Donald Trump. There's got to be some internal strength and resolve. And he's obviously got to respect her in order for that to work. She should be a feminist icon, but she's not, because the people who declare who gets to be a feminist icon hate her husband.
Okay, but wait a minute. I mean, when I think of a feminist,
yeah,
I think of someone that is basically anti-men.
Right, and that's not what a feminist icon should
more,
be.
I think she
There's a difference between being pro-woman and anti-men. And you can be both pro-woman and pro-man at the same time. It's like being pro-life.
I think the other part is that Melania doesn't seek validation from the media.
She doesn't.
She just does her thing.
But she's taking control of her own narrative with this film. No other first lady has done this, making a film about themselves while their husbands are currently in office. Certainly Clintons have their media projects. The Obamas had their Netflix deal. But those came after they were out of office. I think this is a bright spot. And frankly, the kind of media attention that's been long overdue for one of the most important first ladies in American history.
Well, the left will spin it, of course.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com and find the right employee.
You ever feel like plain water just isn't cutting it? That's why you should start using PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. One packet turns your water into next level hydration.
So it's not just flavor, it's function.
Exactly. It's got balanced sea salts and electrolytes for better fluid absorption.
Well, I'm in. Where do I get it?
Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 for 20% off.
That's vni.life/AGR and type in code AGR20 to save 20%. At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
800.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems, but you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to the fastest-growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive.
Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure.
No, it's American Ground Radio, fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, and off the top, I failed to mention.
Yeah.
The warrior dividend that President Trump announced during his Wednesday White House address, that more than 1.4 million military service members will receive. They will receive a warrior dividend of $1,776.
You know, I think that's good, and I also think it's especially good given that the Democrats shut down the government and caused our military personnel to go 30 days without getting paid. What the Democrats did to them is unconscionable. I think this bonus to the members of the military is simply a legitimate payback for the disruption that the Democrats caused in their lives earlier this year.
But you know, especially for our men and women who protect this nation, so often, you know, we have federal dollars going to all of these bogus causes and sometimes places around the world that it shouldn't be.
Right.
It's wasted.
Spending millions of dollars on drag shows in Mogadishu.
And so to honor those men and women who put their lives on the line to protect this country, that matters. And for anyone who has ever worn the uniform or love someone who has, you know that feeling appreciated is not a luxury. It's a fuel.
And it's also smart politically because the Democrats either have to say, President Trump, this is a good idea, or they have to say, men and women in uniform don't deserve that money. We should have said, whoa.
Oh, wow! When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
In McKinney, Texas, there's a booth, a little booth set up in downtown. Across the top of the booth is a purple sign that reads, Grandma Stand. The idea is that sometimes you just need to talk to a grandma and get some good advice. So McKinney has a rotating team of three grandmas. They take shifts sitting at the booth, giving advice to anybody who comes up and wants to talk. Grandma Nancy told People magazine, grandmas are non-judgmental and loving people. Sometimes it's nice to talk to someone who's basically a stranger, but you still feel a connection with. Nancy's best advice: if there's a choice between being kind and being unkind, choose kindness and choose love.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love my grandmother.
You want to talk to a grandma booth? I think that's a cool idea. May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.